This is Leah of Leah's Movie Lowdown. Today I'll bring you my interview with Chris Esper, whose short film Undatement Center will screen on June 15th at 7 p.m. during the third edition of Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909.
So, with Undatement Center, you wrote and directed it, right?
That's correct.
What gave you the idea to set up a film where dating is more like a job interview?
I took it a lot from personal experience. I had started doing online dating back in 2015, and I had never done it before. Prior to that, it was always just asking out women that I either knew or a friend would set me up with their friend or something like that. And so I, even then, but more so with online dating, I was finding that it was becoming like a screening process. To the point that on my first online date, this woman, she said to me, she asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? To which I honestly had no answer for. I wanted to say, I don't know, 31 years old, hence the joke in the film. That's kind of where that conversation came from. But I wasn't that clever to have that answer. And so I just kind of said, you know, the generic answer where I just kind of like, you know, my film career is, you know, much bigger than 5 years, I would think. And, maybe married, maybe about to have a kid. I don't know, something. And so it just felt the whole, not even just that day, but just all the dates after that, it just all felt like I was being interviewed and that human connection I felt was missing. And so I thought this would be an interesting film to talk about that. And there have been plenty of romantic comedies before about a guy finding love. I thought, okay, well, how can I make this different, but yet still a personal story? And so I took my own personal story and tried to put a spin on it by putting the outrageous sense of humor. And I never ran a comedy before. This is the first film I've written since I made Still Life 4 years ago. So that was another fun challenge to be able to write again after her kind of 4 year hiatus of not writing anything.
So in the film, one of the girls that interviews the main character asks him for a urine sample. Have you ever run into anything that extreme? Like a credit report, a urine sample, anything like that?
Thankfully, no. It was just more of an exaggeration because on some of these dating sites, you know, they will ask you what your credit score is. They won't ask you, you know, what's your yearly income, you know, things like that. And so I found it to be kind of funny that it was becoming that point. And also in an age where everything is swipe left and swipe right, that alone too, I feel is a huge thing because it's almost like a quick drive-through visit at a McDonald's. Like, oh, here's your order. Oh no, it's not what you want. Okay. And then, so that's almost what it felt like to me. And so by using that joke as an example, I tried to make it a little bit of a more exaggerated twist on what reality is presenting us, and perhaps even giving a cautionary tale as to where we could be leading to in the world of dating.
Right. So, given that experience and everything, do you see a place like Undatement Center actually opening up? Not to say that you would open it, but do you just based on your experience?
You know, Sally, it could honestly come to that point. I mean, after I wrote the film, I actually did hear from a friend of mine that there are places for speed dating, just like that, where you sit at a table and, you know, you swap tables back and forth and you meet different people. So I think it's going to come to a further point if it hasn't already, sad to say. So no, I mean, I think to that extreme, I don't think it's going to be as extreme as I depicted it, but I do think it will gradually bring us into a further territory that we're going to regret down the line.
Well, at least you have a career option should film fall through. I know this is the first film you've written in a while, but you have shot other films such as Deja Vuers and whatever.
Right.
How did this film, differ that much from that? Like, did it make it a little bit harder because it was more personal because you had written it or anything like that?
In some ways, yes, because as a writer-director, such as I was on this, it became the kind of thing where I had to be more open to ideas because I wasn't benefiting from 2020 hindsight as I was making the films that somebody else had read, where I can look at a script objectively and I can say, okay, maybe we could do something with this piece of dialogue or that piece of dialogue here, though. Because I had written it, I was so close to it, not just because it was personal, but because I had written the story, and so I didn't have that benefit of seeing what worked and what didn't. So in this situation, I really relied on the feedback of my actors to say, does this joke make sense? Is this funny? Does this line make sense? My actors would ask me, and I would be open to it. I would say, yeah, try it. You know, I'm trying not. If it's something I write, I try not to be so married to the words, because that's why you have talented actors in front of the camera, and that's why you have talented crew members behind the camera to be there to help you make the best film possible. And if that means having to change what you've written, then you might have to do that. You have to be open to the idea of changing your quote unquote golden words. With Deja Vuers, because it was written by somebody else, I felt that I could have more, in a sense, a little more freedom, oddly enough, because I was able to see what was working and what wasn't as an objective outsider. Whereas here, I didn't have that benefit. And when I did Still Life, it was the same thing 4 years ago when I made that film. It was kind of the same thing, where I had to be objective to my own writing. And I stopped writing after a while because I just simply think I was very good at it for whatever reason. But then I kind of picked it up again, and I started to just keep writing, and I had all these ideas. And so now, since last year, I've written, maybe four or five more scripts. So now I'm starting to really pursue writing a little more seriously.
So in Undatement Center, in one scene, you know, the character goes into the bathroom to give his urine sample, and there's a bunch of writing on the bathroom stalls.
Yes.
Was that a group effort, or had you written it in that just that specific things were written on the bathroom stalls, or was that just kind of an ad lib type thing?
That wasn't scripted at all, actually. It was actually the idea of my cinematographer, Michael, and who was also the producer on it, a co-producer. And so Michael said to me, "Oh, what if we had a little bit of graffiti in there?" I said, "Oh, that's not a bad idea." So we put some little things in there, like we put that on Damon Center sign with the socks written on it, and you know, a couple other things that we wrote in there. But then when we got to the editing, we realized that there nearly wasn't enough, and so some of that is actually digitally placed in there through CGI, I guess you could say. And Michael actually did that too. He's also an editor, so he put that. So he put more when we got to the editing part of it.
Really, that looked really good. I couldn't tell there was CGI at all. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, no, thank you. And another neat optical trick as well is that big sign outside the storefront. That too was also digitally placed in there. I just took a shot of a building in a plaza, and also a billboard sign, and we just digitally placed in there the Undatement Center logo and sign, and tried to match the lighting and the shadows. And there are some clouds that are right above the building. Those were also digitally placed in there because the sky had no clouds in it. It looked so bleak and boring. And so I asked Michael if he could put in some clouds in there. It's a process known as sky replacement, which we did that too as well on Deja Vuers. There's one shot where, especially because Deja Vuers is a very dreamlike film for obvious reasons, and so I really wanted everything to look almost too perfect. So we placed in some clouds in the background because just to give it that quality. I'm a big believer in enhancing the shot as much as possible to really make it stand out.
And I'm sure you remember from my review of the film that I threw in, there's no explanation of how the main character finds the place to begin with, like a shot of him driving by or anything like that. There's just him there paying a bunch of money to become a part of this thing. How did he trip on Undatement Center?
That's a good question. I think Trevor, who plays Jack, I think he and I talked about this a little bit. I think it was just more that he may have saw an advertisement on Facebook, or he saw an advertisement on social media, or he heard about it through a friend, so he decided to give it a shot. Even though Jack wasn't willing to, was kind of reluctant to try it, just because he's had a bit of a dry spell for, 10 plus years since he had his relationship. So I think at that point, he kind of gave up, so he just figured, let me try this. I have no other options.
Right. Anyways, Chris, thank you for talking to me. And the film Undatement Center will be screened during the third edition of Leah's Indie Film Series on June 15th. And what is the date and place that it's playing in Exeter? Do you remember?
It is June 24th. I don't remember the name of the place, though, unfortunately. I don't remember.
Okay, so if you're in the Exeter area anyways, look into that. Thank you for chatting with me today, Chris.
And thank you for having me back on.
My thanks again to Chris Esper for talking about his film with me. Again, you can catch it June 15th at 7 p.m. during the June edition of Leah's Indie Film Series, right here at the radio station, 909 Islington Street, Suite 1, Portsmouth.